We have seen owasebenza okweminyaka edlula amathuna amathathu 30 emsakazweni weZimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation ZBC, SABC Channel Africa naku Studio 7. Uchazwe njengomuntu owasebenza imisakazo ikakhulu owe Studio 7 ukuveza iqiniso ngokukhahlanizwa kwabantu eZimbabwe ngihulumende. Ekhuluma emkhosini lo lapho okuphiwe khona izicoco ezijeneyo intalo lezindaba ezibona ngamalungelo oluntu, obemele inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International uNkosazana Zandile Ndlovu uthe uyasim waqhuba kuhle umsebenzi wakhe esaphila.
Sasindiza uSisilusi ube yimbokodo kithi njengentatheli zendaba zesifazane, ubeqine kakhulu kwezokumela amalungelo abantu.
Uyasin watshaywa ngamapholisa ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngesikhathi eloba udaba lokuthengisela kwamalunga ebandla le-Movement for Democratic Change eHarare. Intatheli zezindaba eziningi zithi wayelesibindi njalo elwela ilungelo loluntu ngokuloba izindaba eziningi ezimayelana lokukhahlanyezwa kukaZulu. Omunye wabancome umsebenzi wakhe nguLeopold Munende osebenza ezimele.
Wayengumntu owayegcina abasakhulayo, owayebatshengisa ebafundisa umsebenzi. Simkhumbula ngalokho njalo sithaba kakhulu ukuthi bamnike i-posthumous award le kuma-awards awe-Amnesty.
Umdeni kaYasin wamukele isicoco lesi ngenjabulo. Umnye wabo umnumzana Charles Yasin ukhulume emkhosini lo.
Jabulile kakhulu ukuthi Amnesty International imkhumbulile ugade wethu ukuthi umsebenzi wabe wenza ngoba nje wawusesabisa.
UYasin owathathwa isifo semvukuzane njalo owabhubhela esibhedlela seSt Andrew Hospital eHarare uhlonitshwa ngele Melika lamanye amazwe athi wayezimisele ukulwela ilungelo loluntu. Kusenjalo intatheli ezindaba ezikhulume embuthaneni lo izolo zithi sibi kakhulu isimo sentatheli ezindaba eZimbabwe ngenxa yeholo eliphansi njalo lokungadlelani kuhle lohulumende. Ezinye intatheli ezindaba zithi sezihlale inyanga ezifika isithupha zingaholi ngoba amankampani esehluleka ukwenza imali. Enye intatheli ezindaba ezikhulume emhlanganeni lo ngu-Evans Mathanda owephepha le-Newsday.
Akula i-media house okuthiwa lingcono. Ama-media house wonke nje asesimeni esifanayo. Kanti lokhu sokukhathazeka kakhulu ukuthi abaningi sebona kungcono ukuthi uyechike e-profession ya.
Amazwi la afikelwa ngumnumzana Njabulo Ncube owenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum yena othe loba nje isimo sokuhlukuluzwa nguhulumende sesingcono sekusele isimo somnotho sona athi sinemanzonzo.
Abantu abasathakazeleli ukuthi bathenge amaphephandaba. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi khona ukusebenza inkathelo zindaba kube nzima ngoba akula mali engenayo.
Kodwa osebenza ukugada kukahulumende lokukhishwa kwembiko umnumzana Methuseni Dube uthi uhulumende uyazazi zonke inhlupho zentatheli zindaba.
Uzama ngazonke indlela ukuba asekele umsebenzi wentatheli.
Abanye abathole izicoco nguBlessed Mhlanga osebenza kuHeart and Soul TV, iBackstop TV okuthiwa yenze kahle ebulenjini be-intanethi, u-Edgar Kweste owephephandaba le-Newsday, uMichel Gahadza owe-Tallgraph Media nabanye abambalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.